You're listening to Body by Block with Dr. Stephen Block. It's your opportunity to ask questions on the latest technology of face and body enhancement. Body by Block.
Welcome to Body by Block Show. My name is David Hochberg, your host. And online with us right now is Dr. Stephen Block. I want to make sure we bring up the doctor.
Hi, David.
Doctor, are you there with us?
I am here.
Well, thank you for joining us on your show. And this is, it's always good. We can't have a show, a Body by Block show, without the doctor, Dr. Stephen Block of Body by Block. You are a plastic surgeon located in Highland Park. You have a med center all in Highland Park and in Glenview at the Glen. Our first show is last week. Our second show is this week. Phone lines are open if you have a question for Dr. Block. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. You could also send a text to that same number. And, Doctor, we got two texts last week that thought we'd start the show. Today's show, we're going to be talking about maintaining youth. And I just wanted to recap what the two texters sent us last week. And if you have a text question, keep them coming at 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Just wanted you to address them in a little more detail. One was with the lady with the droopy boobs. And I talked to her, and then another one was with major weight loss, and she had an apron. It was actually for her mother, and her mother went through a procedure with a doctor, not you, but she was very, very unhappy with the results. And can you just go, you know, quickly at the top of the show, recap what you could do for droopy boobs before we get into maintaining youth, in case you know, somebody wasn't listening?
Sure. For droopy boobs, for lack of a better term.
Right, that's what she phrased it in her text,
right.
So that's why I'm using that.
So basically, if you look in the mirror, if your breasts sag, then the nipple is lower on the breast than it ideally should be. The essence of the operation is to raise the nipple up to a higher location, and then from underneath the breast to tighten the skin and to rearrange the underlying breast tissue, so that at the end of the day, you have a more uplifted, rounded, conical, youthful-appearing breast.
Uh-huh.
The trade-off is the body heals by forming a scar. If you never formed a scar, you would never heal. So since I'm raising the nipple up, there usually is a scar that goes around the nipple, then down the breast and underneath, kind of in the shape of an anchor. If you heal ideally, then at the end of a year, you should have a fine white line that you could barely see. If you don't heal absolutely perfect, the scar might be a little bit wider, a little raised. So the whole point of a consultation with any operation is to explain to the patient what the trade-offs are.
Mm-hmm.
Every operation has a trade-off. I don't have a magic wand yet. I'm working on it, but I haven't gotten there. And I've been trying to walk on water, but I haven't quite gotten there yet either. So,
and when you do,
I keep trying.
When you do, show me how to do that, because I could really use that.
I understand. We all could. So, and that's the point of a consultation, to bring patients back to reality so that they understand what the trade-offs are.
Yeah.
For the most part, the trade-off is well worth it. Now, in terms of the other question, which involved, I think, a tummy tuck?
Yeah, it was a tummy tuck. The daughter of the mother that went through the tummy tuck lost an incredible amount of weight. She had that apron like you talked about,
right.
During the last show that was basically covering up all of, it was just the excess fat, and she wanted to get rid of the excess fat. And her mother was very, very unhappy with the results. She didn't go to you, but she was unhappy.
Right.
And I think she's going to come in with her mom for that consultation.
Okay.
How can you, and again, this all has to do with maintaining youth, because this lady's in her 50s, you know, late 50s, early 60s. She's doing it to make herself feel better, to make herself feel younger, because she's not carrying around 20 pounds of skin that all the weight she lost. God bless her for losing all that weight. But what do you do to fix other people's mistakes?
Each case has to be evaluated on its own. Occasionally, I can't really do anything. There is a limitation in terms of technology and what is often available, and sometimes I can't fix it, in which case I tell the patient, I'm sorry, I see what you're talking about, but I can't fix it. And the other thing, which is Interesting. I sometimes do see patients here in the office who tell me that they're unhappy with whatever was done, and yet when I examine them, quite frankly, in my estimation, the results are actually quite credible. It's like, okay, I see what you're talking about, but you have a good result.
Right.
And I think, again, it's a matter of expectations, what patients think. You know, sometimes what they see in the media and what you see in a magazine, what they don't realize, that's been touched up. It's not always real. And most operations, there is a scar. And there's a variability in terms of how well one heals, which is not always determined by either the surgeon or the patient. It's in their DNA. It's on a genetic basis as to how well they're going to heal. Now, having said that, obviously in terms of an abdominoplasty, the question is, when she was operated on, was she at least close to an ideal weight? And if she wasn't, well, then what was her expectations? Was it just a matter of getting rid of the apron? Were they also combining it with a liposuction in order to reduce the volume in the upper abdomen? So there's a whole host of things as to why she could be dissatisfied with it. Often that can be improved. Sometimes it's just a matter of revising the scar. Sometimes it might involve some additional liposuction. So without really seeing a picture of her or seeing her in person, it's a little hard to completely comment on that.
Got it. You're listening to Dr. Stephen Block, Body by Block Show. He's a board-certified plastic surgeon located out of Highland Park at 1160 Park Avenue in Highland Park. If you want more information, you can go to his website, bodybyblock.com. That's B-L-O-C-H. That's how you spell block, B-L-O-C-H, bodybyblock.com. You can also send him an email, bodybyblock, again, it's B-L-O-C-H, at WGNradio.com. Body by Block, B-L-O-C-H, at WGNradio.com. And you could also call your office, doctor, to set up a consultation, and that number is 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. You just mentioned something that I think is important. You mentioned about taking care of yourself prior to coming in. Did she lose the right amount of weight? The lady with the apron. Phone lines are open. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Text lines, same number. Dial 312-521 and send us a text. How important is healthy eating? Being fit, being at an ideal weight where you're at when you come to see you. Because I told you I was going on a diet, went on a diet Monday. I'm down 7 pounds just by not eating garbage after 8 o'clock, believe it or not. Okay.
That's great.
And those thin mints dipped in peanut butter, kind of when you don't eat those for 4 days in a row, you kind of lose weight rather rapidly. So how important is it? Take me, for example. All right, I started at 273.6 pounds. I'm down to 265.6 pounds now. I'm still extremely overweight. And I looked myself in the mirror. I'm like, I'm not happy with myself. How important is it before somebody, man or male or female, comes to you to get down to an ideal weight, change their eating patterns? You know, because they want to maintain that youthful look. I want to get back to that youthful look that I've completely blown off over the past 10 years. I'm done being fat. I'm done being out of shape. This is it. I herniated a disc last Monday, and I said, this is my wake-up call. I've got to get back in shape. And when I do, I'm coming to you to get all this garbage off of my face that we'll talk about later. But how important is healthy eating for the recovery process and in order for you to maximize what you're going to do on somebody?
It is healthy, but what I tell most patients, rather than trying to go for an ideal weight, I would like you at least to be at a stable weight. And if you're at a stable weight, and then, you know, like I have seen women or men who come in, let's say it's a woman with a large breast, uh-huh. And, you know, and she's also overweight. And if I said to her, you know, I really would like you to lose weight or get down to an ideal weight, she says, well, that's nice. But it's been 40, 50 years, and I haven't been at an ideal weight. And so I doubt that it's going to happen. On the other hand, I feel miserable. My breasts are large. I can't move. I can't exercise. I can't do the things I want to do.
Right.
So if that patient is at least at a stable weight, I will. I'll operate on them at that weight. It's what I usually find is that is often the motivating factor for them to get into a program, a diet, and to go on and lose weight, and that's fine. What I don't want to do, what I don't want a patient to do, is think that let's say they could have lipo done in lieu of dieting. You know, I did have one patient. He was kind of a character. I mean, he was just a hedonist, and he came in and he says, "Okay, I want to have lipo because, quite frankly, it's cheaper than buying a whole new wardrobe," which it is. It's cheaper. So we did. So we did lipo. Looked great. He was happy. But he was still going to go on his merry way. He was eating, drinking, and came back 5 years later and said, "Okay, I want to do it again." And he really didn't care what it cost. Fine. We did it again. But I said, we can't keep doing this. You can't keep doing lipo in lieu of dieting and exercise. It gets harder and harder to get the fat out. There's scar tissue there. Your body doesn't want to give up the fat as well the second time around. All right, we did him again. But again, he's really a spoiled guy. Comes back again. And I said, okay, we'll do it once more, third time. That's it. And it was. It was a lot of work for very little gain the third time around because there's just a lot of scar tissue. And after that, I said, you know what? I'm finished. Don't come back again. It's a waste of time. And quite frankly, if you don't get your life under control between eating, drinking, drugs, this, that, partying, you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
And so I haven't seen him since, which is fine because there's very little after a while that I can do. You cannot use plastic surgery as a substitute for a healthy lifestyle.
And what has that got to do with the recovery period? If you're out there drinking, smoking, drugging, you know, just not taking care of your body.
Well, the smoking in general is a real problem because smoking causes a constriction of the little blood vessels that supply the skin. So, quite frankly, on a facelift, yeah, I won't operate on a person who's actively smoking because they have a good chance that the skin on their face, it'll die, turns black, dies, falls off. Horrible complication, obviously. So,
yeah, when your
good
face falls off, especially in the middle of dinner, it's kind of awkward.
Right.
So,
not good. Well, actually, they look so bad they're not going out to dinner.
Right. Wow.
So if they're actively smoking, I'm not operating. Go find some other one to do it. I'm not doing it. So there are certain things that it is critical that they do. There's other things. I mean, obviously, if a person is having a facelift, you'd like them at least to be at a stable weight, not necessarily ideal. As a matter of fact, for women or men, as they get older, if they get too thin, they often lose the volume in their face, and it gets a little too gaunt. You know, it's kind of funny. It's like when we diet, we often lose the weight in areas that we don't care about. You know, like all of a sudden you lose it in your wrist and your watch is loose. And it's like, well, I don't really care about my wrist. I care about my gut. And unfortunately, you lose the fat last where you want to lose it. And that's the way it is. You know, that's the way we're programmed.
Well, here's the deal, Doc. Maintaining youth is the topic of the show. I am going to be a poster child for what you're talking about because I'm going to lose, personally, I'm going to be down. When I hit 255 pounds, 250 pounds, I got another 10 pounds to go, 15 pounds to go, and I'm going to get there. I'm telling you right now, that's why I threw the numbers out there, because I'm a fat slob right now, and I got to change. I want you to do two things for me, okay? And you could take the before and after pictures. I've got these sunspots all over my face, and it's common with a lot of men, because men don't wear sunscreen. Right? Because we're idiots, right?
Right?
We're like, who needs sunscreen, right? We go out, we shave, we shower, we shave, you know, out the door we go, and we're walking around to meetings, and we're out with the kids, and, you know, God forbid we put sunscreen. Our wives and our girlfriends, yeah, I in my case, it's just my wife. I have no girlfriend. You know, I was constantly putting sunscreen on her and on the kids, and I'm out there frying like a lobster, and my face completely is a reflection of me not taking care of my skin like I should for 47 years. And what I want you to do, when I get down another 10, 15 pounds, I'm going to come to your office in Highland Park at 1160 Park Avenue. I'm going to have the ladies in your med spa do whatever you tell me to do, because I want these brown splotches that my grandfather's had off my face, and I want to look youthful again. I want to look younger, because I look like a 60-year-old man. I look like my Papa Joe was, and he was a milkman. He was out there constantly, you know, in the sun, in the cold, delivering milk. And I don't want, you know, I love my Papa Joe, but I don't want that on my face. Can you help me with that? And we'll put the before and after pictures up so people can see exactly what we're talking about. And then that way, like you said, you're a guinea pig. People could see exactly what's happening, because men, a lot of men need to do this because they want to do it, but they're embarrassed to do it and don't know where to go. That's why we have the Body by Block show with Dr. Board certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Block.
Most men, it's kind of amazing. They don't follow instructions. They think the laws of nature don't really apply to them. And they ignore most things. They also don't really go to the doctor until something, until they absolutely have to. In terms of sunspots, interesting. It's one's total exposure over the over their lifetime. And people today, you know, with young kids are a little bit more aware of it, and I think parents today protect their kids better. But basically, for most people, after they hit their 40s, I don't know about you, but when I was young, I was lying out there with iodine on my face and a reflector, okay? You know, I thought I looked really cool. And
in a little pool of water, so the so you got the true reflection off the water.
You know, I did it. You know, I had to be cool. And when I was in college, I'd go, you know, to spring break. And then when I go back to college and my tan was fading, you know, I had to do something about it.
Right?
You know,
tanning booth.
So it's total sun exposure, and after, let's say, the age of 40 or 50, the damage really starts to come out. Smoking, too, doesn't cause brown spots, but you just, if you have friends that really smoke, their skin just looks coarse. It does cause dryness and wrinkling, really, because the nicotine decreases the blood supply to the skin, constricts the blood vessel, so the skin isn't getting the amount of oxygen and blood supply that it really needs, and it ages. So there's two ways of approaching, well, there's three. You could try some bleaching creams, fine, that might help, it'll lighten it. You could also do some IPL or photofacial treatments, which is basically a light treatment. And the light, the wavelength is absorbed by the pigment cells that produce the dark discoloration. It targets those cells, and quite frankly, it destroys it. So if it destroys the melanin cells that produce the dark spot, you will get rid of it. It lightens it up. The other way is a Fraxel. So you could do it, which is a laser, but it's a little bit more aggressive, has a little bit more downtime. So I would say one Fraxel treatment is equal to about three photofacial treatments.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, like I said, I'm down. When I hit 250, 255, you have my word. I'm going to call you. I'm going to say, Doc, I'm coming in. And whatever you tell me to do, because I've seen what the work you've done on people in your office that work for you, and they look fantastic. I've seen the work that you've done on you, and you look fantastic. And we have Liz on the phone right now. Liz, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. He's really 85.
He's really 85. Liz is a client of yours that we had call in to talk about her experience. The topic of the show, Liz, and thank you for calling to share your experiences. Phone lines are open, 312-521-8600. Text line, 312-521-8600. The topic of the show, Liz, and again, thank you very much for calling, is maintaining youth. And can you just explain the procedures that you've gone through to maintain your, you know, your youth, and how you feel, and how it changed the way you look and the way you feel?
Well, first of all, I'm 79 years old.
God bless you.
And when I first had my face done by Dr. Block, nobody was telling what they were doing. I think it's different now, but fortunately I had a friend who really looked terrific, and she told me exactly what she'd done, so I did that. But I was also the iodine, baby oil, reflectors, and we were spending the winters in Florida, and I started getting a lot of skin cancer cut off, my face first, and that's when I started doing photofacial, Fraxel, and except I had one taken off my nose. I haven't had anything taken off my face since then. But then we started getting into the legs, and the legs, when you have something taken off your leg, you have to, I had Mohs treatments done, you have to sit up with your leg up for a week. And so I started doing Fraxels on my legs, and so we'll, so far they look so much better. But, you know, I play golf almost every day in Florida, no suntan lotion, you know, 25 years ago. So I was really paying for it, and I found that these treatments really do work. I mean, you look better, yes, but you also don't have the downtime with all the skin cancer and all.
As a 70-year young woman.
79, yes.
79, God bless you. And how does it make you feel looking down and not seeing old woman legs, you know,
yeah,
seeing fresh legs?
Yeah, no, it helps your spirit. It helps everything.
And how long was the treatment, and how long was the recovery, would you say?
The treatment takes an hour. It takes an hour to, they put on something so it doesn't hurt, and then it takes an hour afterwards, and it feels like a sunburn. And it probably takes a month of very dry skin, and then all of a sudden a lot of the brown spots are gone. A lot of the coarse things that turn into skin cancer go. So,
it was well worth the time and the
effort. It was well, absolutely. I mean, it's all well worth it.
Now, you said you did your face as well.
Yeah.
And what was that like, you know, going, walk us through the recovery period of
having your face worked out. That's a long, long time ago. It wasn't that long. It seems to me I got on an airplane and went to a meeting somewhere. I don't know. Dr. Block, how long does it take? A week?
Yeah, you know, the way I do a facelift, I tell patients that I could usually have them out in public with a little bit of makeup in about a week to 10 days. I think you look your absolute best probably in a couple of months, but in terms of going back to work or going out, it's about a week to 10 days. And quite frankly, the techniques and technology that we do now is better than when we operated on Liz. So it's a little bit, you know, it's faster now than then. But, you know, in general, what my concept is right now, I think where plastic surgery is moving, is that, okay, if you start with some of these non-invasive treatments at a little bit of an earlier age, you could definitely slow down the aging process. And maybe we could put off the time that you really need to be operated on. Maybe we could put it off 5, 10, 15 years. And then if, you know, after the surgery, a couple of years later, if you then come back and start doing more of these non-invasive treatments, in my estimation, you could then prolong the results of the operation and probably avoid the need of having additional operations down the road. Personally, I think having multiple facelifts or lifts or this, that, or whatever, I think after a while, we've all seen it. I think people start to look a little peculiar.
Joan Rivers?
So my,
Joan Rivers?
Yeah, though Joan Rivers, you know, if you realize that, I mean, she's had a ton of stuff, just unbelievable. And depends what time you see her. I think her face was at one time, it was a little over-injected with fillers and everything. The last time I recently saw her on TV, okay, it softened a little bit, and she was looking better. Especially, I mean, yes, does she look like she's been operated on? Absolutely. Does she look 80 years old? Absolutely not. So I think, for what she does, she looks, I think, it's not how I would want my patients to look on a routine basis. But given all the stuff that she's had, I have to give her credit. And her outlook on life and everything else, I think at the end of the day, you look at yourself in the mirror. What you're seeing in the mirror is how you feel, and I think your then actions throughout the day reflect that. The fact that that woman is in her 80s and literally is traveling all around the country to do her stand-up shows and everything else.
She looks great. Yeah, she looks fantastic.
It's amazing.
I'd also like to say, Dr. Block, that I see a lot of people in New York who go to the best guys in New York, and they don't look well afterwards. And I think the people that you do look natural afterwards. They don't look, they don't have that long a period of
downtime.
Downtime. It isn't downtime. It's just not looking like themselves and maybe not looking as well as they looked before. But I don't think your people look, have that look. They still look very natural.
I appreciate that, and that is what I really go for. I usually find most of my patients, they like their life, they like who they are, they want to look better, they don't want to look like they went into the witness protection program.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
So what they're looking for, in my estimation, is a very natural look, and quite frankly, that really is an art. You really have to assess the aging process, what is going on, and when you're doing the lift and whatever ancillary things you're doing at the same time, you're trying to create something that looks age-appropriate. So I'll tell a woman in her 50s or 60s, no, I'm not going to make you look 30 years old. I'm not going to put you in competition with your kids. I think it's ridiculous. I think it looks bizarre. I want to put you in what I call this ageless category. You look as good as you can at whatever age you happen to be. And I think realistically, in my mind, where I want to be, that's what I would want, and that's what I would hope that most of my patients want.
Can I ask Liz another question, Liz, before the break? And if you could hang on after the break, that would be great, because you're, you know, just talking to you is fascinating. I'm learning all of this information about you know, facelifts and legs, and a lot of women out there need what, you know, want what you had done, but they're embarrassed or they don't know where to go. Why did you go to Dr. Block in the first place? What was it about Body by Block that made you choose to go to Dr. Block to have the procedure done?
Because my friend was the only person, probably 10 of my friends had had their face done, but she was willing to talk about it. She looked terrific. She looked like herself, except she had had a lot of sun damage, and all of a sudden she looked rested and wonderful, and that's why I went there.
So you
and
went.
It was also very nice, probably on top of it, to be close to home, or you know, in the Chicago area. So, and I think I was very pleased, and but I really saw someone that I thought looked well, and he'd done a great job.
So you went in as a 70-some-year-old woman?
No, I went in. No. I went in as a 50-something-year-old woman.
50-something-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And when you came out, how did you feel?
I felt terrific. And I said to my husband, you're not supposed to judge this for a month or something. But he said fairly quickly that he thought it was great.
That's fantastic. So for anybody else out there that's thinking about doing some type of procedure to their face, either a facelift or this profacial IPL, the intense pulse light treatment, or the Fraxel, what would you tell them about calling Dr. Block, Liz?
Oh, absolutely. And the fact, the photofacial has certainly, you have maybe 5 days of having brown spots, but it brings out all the brown spots and then they sort of fall off in your bed. But I have not had to have the skin cancer operations that I was having.
Well, you've got me sold, Liz. I'm telling you, I'm losing another 10, 15 pounds. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to call you up. I'm going to tell you, Liz, thank you for the referral. Thank you for the great words, because I'm going to show you the before and after, and I want you to tell me how fabulous you think I look after I get the treatment done.
Hopefully. I sure will.
Fair enough?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for joining the show, Liz. You were fantastic, and thanks for sharing your story.
Now, do you want me to stay on or not?
No, I'll tell you what. Can you stay, you know, during the break? So I want to talk about what other procedures you had to make you feel, you know, to maintain your youth, because that's what this show is all about.
Yep.
You're listening to the Body by Black Show on WGN.FM. Welcome back to the Body by Block Show. I'm David Hochberg, your host. On the line is Dr. Stephen Block. He is a board-certified plastic surgeon. He has his own plastic surgery company, doctor. It's called Body by Block. You're located out of Highland Park, Illinois. You have a facility also, a med spa in Highland Park and in Glenview. At the Glen, you have your operating facilities out of your Highland Park facility, which is located at 1160 Park Avenue in Highland Park, Illinois. And the med spa in the Glen is located at 1986 Tower Road in Glenview. It's right in the middle of the Glen Shopping Center. You could send Dr. Block, bodybyblock@wgnradio.com. That's his email address. If you have questions for Dr. Block, it's bodybyblock. Block is spelled B-L-O-C-H. At WGNRadio.com, bodybyblock@WGNRadio.com. Podcasts of the show will be up on the internet about an hour or two after the show. You can go to WGN.FM to download the podcast or to forward it to somebody that might be interested in the contents of the show. And you can call Dr. Block's office to schedule an appointment, to schedule a treatment, to schedule a consultation, 847-432-0840. 847-432-0840. Text line is open, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. You could use that number to send a text as well. We have Liz, one of Dr. Block's longtime patients. So, Liz, you went into get your face procedure done when in your 50s, and 20 years later, it still looks as good as it was done 20 years ago. Would you say?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, but there are other things that you can do so that you don't have to go back in. And Dr. Block has a skin gal who's been there, at least 15 years, and she's terribly knowledgeable. And I come back from Florida, I go in and say, okay, what's new? Now, Dr. Block probably is the first to get all the new equipment. He uses it all on himself, right?
Yep.
I do.
And actually, he showed me his arm that he had done, the Fraxalon. So I thought, oh, that looks good. So I just had my arm done. But again, as you get to be my age, you really pay for all the sun damage. And there is now lots you can do. There's the Venus Freeze. There's Photofacial, Fraxel, Botox, and you just bop in there and have it done and leave and go about your life. I do not want to have downtime, but this all works very well. And each year I come back from Florida and say, what's new? And there's always something new.
Yeah, it's like walking into an equipment manufacturing shop there. When I went to Highland Park, his office at Highland Park, Dr. Block's office, I was talking about this the last show, Liz. Every room, three or four pieces of equipment. Behind this curtain, three or four more pieces of equipment. Oh, we just got that 6 months ago. Oh, yeah. You know, the doctor had to have this equipment over here. That's 8 months, and it costs this amount of money. And I'm like, for the love of God, this is unbelievable. And the lady that was walking me around said, Dr. Block believes in having nothing but the best equipment, nothing but the up-to-date equipment in his facility. And like you said, Liz, he tests it on himself before he lets his clients experience the benefits of these machines. He's not just going to say, all right, Liz, sit down and let's try this on you. Dr. Block tests all the medicines, all the equipment on himself before he sends it to his patient. So what else did you have done, Liz, that makes you feel youthful?
I had a Venus Freeze, which is Dr. Block still on?
Yeah, he's still on.
Okay, describe a Venus Freeze.
Okay, so that is a non-invasive treatment. It's radio, the frequency waves. And what we do is the principle behind that is you'd like to protect the skin, the outer layer of the skin. You want the energy waves to penetrate beneath the skin, heat up the tissue. If you could heat up the collagen to high enough, then it stimulates the collagen to produce more collagen and contract, and therefore you get a tightening of the overlying skin. And, you know, the great part about Liz, she's great. I've known her for years. She comes in. I have many patients that have been with me for years and years, and quite frankly, we've grown up together. And I think that over a period of time and everything, they trust you. They know that if we're going to use the technology, for the most part, they know I've tried it on myself first. And if I didn't see a result with it, I wasn't going to try it on them. But the other thing to me that's so gratifying with a patient like Liz, I see a lot of people that we probably all know who figure, why bother? I'm too old. And in my mind, if you really don't care about the way you look, then I think you're clinically depressed. I think people should care about the way they look. And Liz is great. She's intellectually curious as to what's going on in the world. She's active. She's involved. And quite frankly, I want to give her the appearance so that she goes out into the world and presents herself the way she feels. And I'm extending, in my mind, her productive years. And she's really the ideal patient. She's game. She's game, and she's ready to do it. And at the end of the day, it makes her feel better, and it certainly makes me feel better.
Well, it's almost like a walking billboard for your work, right? Because Lynn, Liz goes out into the city, goes shopping, has dinner, and everybody's like, "My God, what did you do?" And then Liz keeps saying, "Body by Block, Dr. Block. This is, I did the Venus Freeze this time," right? And it's kind of like, you know, you think it's some WWF wrestling move, but it's actually a procedure that makes her skin looks beautiful, and it makes Liz maintain her youth as a 70-year young woman. And what does that do for you mentally, Liz? Knowing that you look in the mirror and go, "Damn, I look good." You know, what does that do to you?
What do your friends say? I'm not exactly saying that, but no. It makes a difference. I'm certainly involved in a lot of things that are productive, and why not do this?
Yeah, I mean, here's a woman who's still actively engaged in the world. She's interested in what's going on. She's vital, active, and quite frankly, she wants to look it. And there's nothing better than looking the way you feel.
Well, Liz, you want to share any other stories with us before we cut you loose here, my friend?
I think that's good, but you can ask Dr. Block what he's done to himself, because he looks like he's about 35.
Yeah, well, we only have 13 minutes left in the show.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to need another hour of the show for that, because he does look fantastic.
Yep.
Thanks, Liz.
Yep. Bye.
Thank you.
There goes Liz. So there you go, Dr. Block, 20-year-plus patient. She embodies everything that we're talking about today, about maintaining your youth. She came to you in her 50s, and you did a facelift, I would assume. Is that what you did for Liz?
Yeah, she actually had a facelift, her eyes done, and a brow lift.
And it's fascinating that, to me, a lady that had work done on her face 20-some years ago still is maintaining her youthful look by just doing the non-invasive procedures after she did the invasive procedures.
Right.
So
I'm not saying that she doesn't, that she looks exactly the same as she did in her 50s, but she doesn't either look or act her present age. She's, as I said, she's vital. She's engaged. It's also, she's fortunate she has her health. But she does everything else right. She eats right. She exercises. She does all the right things that you could do, because I think at the end of the day, the point is not only to look good, but it's to feel good. And you would like to make, because I don't also see the point of having a really extended life and, quite frankly, not being able to do the things that you want to do.
Is 50 about the sweet spot that you're seeing men and women come to you for facial procedures, for a facelift, for eye surgery? Is that pretty much where people are starting to be like, I don't want to go downhill for any further. I want to stop the aging process now. I want to maintain my youthful look now instead of going another 5 years, and then it becomes more difficult to maintain that look?
I think the 50 is a major milestone, and it's like, this is getting serious. I can't really ignore this. And it's right around that time that people start to come in, and you know, you just can't ignore the aging process, and there are subtle changes that occur. And quite frankly, what I tell patients now, because technology in the last 20 to 30 years, or in the last 10 years, has so evolved that a lot of times I'll see people who are coming in and they want to have the surgery, and I say, well, you don't really need it yet. And let's start first with some non-invasive treatments. Let's see if we, you know, you don't need a sledgehammer. Let's tweak it. So we'll do some non-invasive things, and then, as I said, we could put off the date that we really have to operate. We could put it off 5-10 years, and that's okay with me. And then after the surgery, you go back and you maintain these non-invasive, so you maintain the results of the operation.
How frequent is somebody like Liz taking herself through a procedure like an IPL, the photofacial, or a Fraxel, which is the hyperpigmentation procedure, or the venous freeze that you just talked about? Is it monthly? Is it weekly? Is it bimonthly? Is it quarterly?
Yeah, and it depends on which one it is. But she's basically gone most of the winter, and I have a lot of patients like that. So when she's here, maybe you would do an IPL treatment. Maybe you would do that every 2 to 3 months.
Explain what an IPL is. IPL stands for intense pulse light. Explain what that is. Somebody comes to your office,
really
goes into
your homework.
Well, I prep for these shows, my friend. I was up all night till 2-3 o'clock checking out these different terms and everything. It's like an acronym factory over here.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I'm going to hire you to do my consults eventually. You know,
I feel sorry.
Great.
Well, I'll tell you what. You do it on me, and I've got brown spots falling off in my bed like Liz. I'll buy a new bed because I've got manhole covers on my face that I got to get off. Because when she said they actually fall off in her bed, I'm thinking, oh, Graham, my wife's going to love that. I'm going to have to get a new bed.
It really just flakes off. It doesn't just fall. It just flakes. It's a little dry skin. It flakes off. You put a little cream on it, it's fine. But basically, the intense pulse light and photofacial, it's one and the same. It's the same treatment. And what that is, it's an energy wave-like. As I said, it's picked up by the pigment. It also gets rid of red spots. So a lot of women, as a result of environmental damage, they not only have the broken blood vessels, you know, but they have this redness of all the little fine broken blood vessels, and they have the brown spots. And the nice part about the photofacial, it takes care of both. In the same treatment, takes care of both. It's great. Because my objective in terms of skincare, I want your skin to look radiant. I don't want you to have to wear makeup to cover the defects. If you're wearing makeup, I want it to add some highlight, to add a little bit of drama, but not to cover your skin. I sometimes see patients, there's nothing more gratifying. I see them coming in and they're wearing 10 pounds of makeup on their face. And quite frankly, I'm thinking, would I ever really want to kiss that cheek or whatever? I'd probably get, you know, their makeup all over it. I don't think I would do.
Well, that makeup on me, doctor, it's called fat. Okay, so I've got 10 pounds of fat in my face right now, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to make my fat. I'm going to make my fat go away, and you're going to make my manhole brown spot covers on my face go away, and we're going to do a before and after shot, and I'm going to be like you. I'm going to be a live guinea pig because I think men. Because I hang around men all the time because I got all my buddies and we go out. We all have the same problem, right? We're married. That's one problem. And we don't take care of ourselves because we're running around doing 500 different activities with dropping kids off, you know, bathing. We're running over there with the pool. We're running over here with an activity. We just don't take care of ourselves. And then you look like me. I'm telling you, folks, we're going to put a picture of my mug on there in about another couple of weeks. You're going to see the brown spots, and then you're going to see them go away. And wives out there who have husbands that look like me with all these brown spots, you could have them call me, and I'm going to tell them that I'm going to feel fantastic and look fantastic because we're going to do this procedure. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to sit there, I'm going to do it, and then we're going to do the before and after picture. And I think it's important for men to start taking care of themselves better, because if you don't, you're going to be in a box 6 feet down, and that's no fun. You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter how you look then.
I think that's true.
I don't know how you follow
that.
That's
great. And now that you've promised your entire audience out there, you really got to lose the weight.
Oh, I'm on it.
It's a commitment.
I will give you a weight check every week. I told you, 273.6. I'm down to 265 something. I couldn't believe it. I stepped on the scale three times. But I'm telling you, it's those damn Girl Scout Thin Mints, and they taste so much better, Doctor, with a heap of chunky peanut butter on it. I don't know why, but you just can't have one. You got to have six. And that makes you, at 9 o'clock at night before you go to bed, they taste fantastic, but you can't get in a pair of 48-inch pants. So I'm getting down. You're going to make me look pretty. You're going to make me feel youthful. So for other people out there, talk to the men. I'll tell you what, talk to the wives that are married to the meathead men like me, who are the Neanderthals that don't want to hear anything about this, about having their husbands take care of themselves better and make themselves look better.
You know, about men, it's kind of funny, but lately we're seeing more and more men who are coming in, for their man boobs.
Yeah. I can attest to that.
Yeah, and a lot of them, it starts at puberty, and sometimes it just doesn't go away. And that's a lifelong thing that they're really kind of ashamed of. And we're seeing a lot of older men or young kids who are coming in because they think they're becoming more aware that something can be done that is virtually minimally invasive. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of them, in terms of body image and everything, that's a life-changing operation. I think it's so gratifying if somebody is comfortable in their own skin, and quite frankly, if they're comfortable being naked, that isn't something we should be ashamed of. We should, I believe, there should be a glorification of the body. If you can get people to feel confident in their own skin, aren't they lucky? I mean, it's great.
I can tell you, I'm going to be speaking in front of a group of a large audience on the 28th of August. Okay, we're hoping to have 700 people there. And I'm going to be up there, and I saw what I looked like at the last time I did a huge seminar for WGN Radio, and I was kind of embarrassed, right? I'm like, wow, I really look that dumpy. You know what I mean? And here, I'm a guy back in the day bench pressing 315 pounds, and I had a 34-inch waist and a 52-inch chest, and I had, all this stuff. And now I went to hell. Okay, forget about it right now. I put a bar up. I put 225 up. It goes right through my neck. But I'm one of those guys that have let himself go, and that you get to a point, Doctor, where you just got to look in the mirror and say, dude, you're a mess.
Yeah.
Okay, look at you. I mean,
I can tell you that one of the things I've done pretty much my whole life, and I think it really helps, I only buy my clothes at my low weight.
Right.
That's it. And so at a certain point, it's like, hey, either I'm not going to have any clothes to wear, or I better get this under control.
Yeah.
And I think that, for me, it works. But I do. I spend my life on a diet, but that's me. I'm a little obsessed, a little vain. I wish I was even vainer. I think it's a healthy quality.
So, again, the topic of the show is maintaining youth. Dr. Stephen Block, board-certified surgeon, located out of Highland Park at 1160 Park Avenue, which is just east of the Eden's Expressway, just west of Highland Park High School. By the ball fields there. He also has a med spa in the office at Highland Park where he does all of his surgeries, 1160 Park Avenue. So if you're in the area, you could stop in there for a consultation. If you want to set up a consultation, phone number is 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. You also have a med spa, Doctor, in the Glen, which is in Glenview, the old Glenview Naval Air Station at 1986 Tower Road in Glenview. And when I went in there, like I said during the last show, there were literally three women in there just waiting for procedures that looked like models that just walked off the page. And I went with the sales rep, David Glavon, here at WGN. We walked out of there. I'm like, was that the before or after? He's like, they're going in for treatments. And I'm like, for the love of God, they looked that great going in. I can only imagine what they looked like coming out. So if you want more information, Call Dr. Block. He's at Body by Block. That's your website, doctor. 3 W's, Body by Block. You spell Block, B-L-O-C-H. Phone number 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. So let's talk about that men again. Okay, let's get back to that topic. Men feeling useful, maintaining their youth. Are they coming in with their wives? Are their wives and the girlfriends bringing them in? Or are they like coming in kind of back door? Hey, don't tell anybody. This is what I want to do. Or is it a combination?
It's a combination. A lot of times their wives have had an operation done, and the husband sees what it did in terms of their confidence. And they figure, that wasn't so bad. Well, maybe I will try it. Quite frankly, a lot of times maybe there has been a divorce. They're back all of a sudden dating and stuff. Yep. And as I said, you know, if you're going to have a relationship, hopefully at some point you're going to get naked. And they want to feel more confident about themselves. So a lot of patients, men and women, that might be the reason that initially is bringing them in. But also, as it becomes more and more acceptable, men just become aware that it is available, and they've often tried, let's say, dieting or exercise, and that'll only get them so far. For a lot of men, there are just areas of what we call lipodystrophy. It's abnormal amounts of fat cells that no amount of dieting or exercise is really going to get rid of. You know, you have a lot of guys who come in who are really thin, but they have these love handles. They just hate it. Yeah. And they say, you know, no matter what I get my weight down to, that's the first place I gain it, the last place I lose it. I can't get rid of it. So that's an ideal patient. Because you know if the patient's at a relatively stable weight, again, doesn't have to be ideal. If I go in and literally remove that excess amount of fat cells, I have permanently recontoured and shaped their body. And, you know, they're going to look better in clothes. They're going to look better out of clothes. You know, and as I said, with a guy like that, no amount of dieting or exercise is going to get rid of it, and that's why they made me.
And your confidence goes from 0 to 300 after the procedure, because I can tell you right now, I'm that guy. I'm the guy who's now down from a C cup to a B cup because I lost. You know, I still have man boobs and not proud of it, but I'm about a B plus right now, and I've got the love handles right. And you know, when the time comes, if the man boobs are still there and the love handles are there, you're going in and sucking it all out, Doc. And again, we're going to take the before and after pictures. And, you know, we could have a whole show on why men have nipples, which I don't quite understand, but that's a whole other story for another day. But, you know, there are things that you could do.
Well, you may want to explore that. It could feel good.
What's that?
Your nipples.
Taking out my nipples or what?
No. You know, squeezing them.
Oh,
it could feel good.
Well, okay, I'll take that under advisement from the doctor, and I'll do that after the show. So, in closing, Doc, you got anything to leave our listeners with until next Thursday?
No, but I just want them to know we're going to be covering the entire body, head to toe, every aspect of one's anatomy. There usually is something that can be done.
All right. If you want more information about what can be done to your body, go to bodybyblock.com. Body by Block, that's B-L-O-C-H. Phone number, 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. You have any questions that you want to send the doctor via email, bodybyblock, B-L-O-C-H, at WGNradio.com. Body by Block at WGNradio.com. That's B-L-O-C-H. Doc, I'm going to talk to you next Thursday. Thanks for joining us today. Great show. We'll talk to you later, my friend.
It's my pleasure. It's been fun.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.